Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program we'll concentrate on music for the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. By Ordinary Time, we mean those parts of the liturgical year outside of Advent, Christmastide, Lent, the Easter Triduum, and Eastertide. Ordinary Time falls into two periods, between Christmastide and Lent, and between Eastertide and Advent. We're in the second of these periods now. And the word ordinary certainly doesn't mean unspecial or run-of-the-mill. Rather, it refers to the use of ordinal numbers to count the weeks, 1st through 34th, rather than 1 through 34. You may already know that in these programs we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them, called the proper, are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year. Today we're going to dispense with most of the Mass proper in order to appreciate in full all of Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina's Missa o Sacrum Convivium, the Mass of the Sacred Feast, a reference to the Last Supper and to Holy Communion. We will hear all 5 parts of Palestrina's Mass, Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, but we'll begin our program with the motet Palestrina wrote called O Sacrum Convivium. Later, he based his Mass ordinary on this music, which makes the Mass what is called a parody Mass, one using other music as its foundation. Here, Palestrina's motet is sung by the Christ Church Cathedral Choir in Oxford.
Thank you.
That was the motet O Sacrum Convivium, O Sacred Feast, by Palestrina, performed by the Christ Church Cathedral Choir of Oxford. Now we'll begin our examination of Palestrina's Mass Ordinary, also called O Sacrum Convivium, based on that motet. The singers, again, are the Christ Church Cathedral Choir of Oxford, singing the Kyrie. That was the Kyrie of Palestrina's Missa O Sacrum Convivium. In church, the Gloria follows the Kyrie directly, so let's let the Christ Church Cathedral Choir get on with it.
Oh!
We've heard the Gloria of Palestrina's Missa, O Sacrum Convivium. And this brings us to the single part of the Mass proper that we'll hear today, the gradual. Its text from Psalm 33 is Clamaverunt Justi, the righteous cried out for help. The singers of this Gregorian chant are monks from the Abbaye de Ligouge, a French Benedictine monastery.
Yeah.
That was today's gradual proper, The Righteous Cried Out for Help. Now, before we return to the Mass Ordinary with the Nicene Creed, I'd like to insert a very nice motet by Cristobal de Morales called Regina Coelia Laetare, a tribute to the Queen of Heaven, never out of place in a Catholic service. Morales was a Catholic composer of the Middle Renaissance. He is generally considered to be the most influential Spanish composer before Tomás Luis de Victoria in the 16th century.
Laudate nomen Domini, vos servitor.
We've heard a motet by Cristobal de Morales, Regina Caelia Laetare, Hail, Queen of Heaven. And this brings us to the midpoint of our Mass, the Nicene Creed, as set to music by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina in his Missa o Sacrum Convivium. The singers are the members of the Christ Church Cathedral Choir in Oxford.
Thank you.
That was our credo for today, the central part of Palestrina's Missa o Sacrum Convivium. We'll continue with our Mass Ordinary with the Sanctus, the Holy, Holy, Holy. Again, it's Palestrina and the Christ Church Cathedral Choir from Oxford. That was Palestrina's Sanctus from his Missa O Sacrum Convivium. And I see no obstacle to our continuing with the fifth and last section of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei.
Thank you.
That was the Agnus Dei of Palestrina's Missa O Sacrum Convivium. And with it, we find ourselves at the end of today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the proper chant and motets, and also the ordinary Mass by Palestrina. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend to our broadcast for All Saints and All Souls Days. You can listen again to this program, or to any of the programs in our series, and see our playlist by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 164. As always, we welcome your comments. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a lovely autumn weekend.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.